views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. I'm just going to give you the telephone number of our show again so that you can get a little mini reading with us. And this is really good, folks, because it is free. It's 800-930-2819. And if you have a little question you want to ask, or even a big question you want to ask and get it off your chest, feel free to do it. It's free. You'll enjoy it. It might set you at ease. So give us a buzz. Now, if you want an amazing reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And he also has an amazing website, artiehoffman.com, where you could have, it's very informative. You can leave him messages. He goes through these beautiful affirmations. He teaches you many, many things and how to interpret things that you might not understand. He also does amazing classes, and you can sign up for those at that point. And the best thing is that he's always on top of his webpage, so you will get return answers quickly, and he's very, very good. And
I just wanted to tell everybody I'm going to be in Ocean City, New Jersey, March 14th. I only have 2 time slots open. So if you wish to see me in person, if you're in the South Jersey area and you want to, you know, make an appointment with me, you know, again, call me at 877-ANGEL-02. Or reach me through my website on my email, which is artiehoffman@gmail.com. So, so if you want to get a reading and see me in person, feel free. All right, that's Monday, March 14th at Compass Massage.
Now, if you'd like to get a reading with the poor
most amazing female medium psychic, Sky Siegel.
My number is 908-500-1474. And for you mediums out there that are listening, I am able to read mediums also. So if you are, if you aren't, you will have the time of your life. Get to know things that you had no idea existed and connect once again to your loved ones.
You know, I wasn't even going to talk about this topic because this hour's topic is talking about, you know, God, is it, how does God allow bad things to happen to people, horrific things to happen to people? Is it, you know, God creating this, or what, you know, people say, why doesn't God stop it? Or is this just chalked up as free will, you know, and everybody has this, has this really bad understanding about, if there was really a God, why would he allow such horrific things to happen to people and the torture and the starving and the suffering in the world? Now, this is what our topic is about. But you want to know something? I need to say this because I wasn't even going to talk about this other topic.
It's bothering because him so much.
No, because I feel like this message came to me. And I feel like there are people that need to know this. Do not try to put a spell on anybody. even if you want to draw love into your life.
Yes.
All right. You could put a spell, well, I'll say spell in a nice way, to the overall universe or to God to bring love into your life. That's fine. But to draw someone specific into your life, you know, you want to put a love spell on them, or if you want to put a nasty spell on somebody,
oh my gosh,
you know, to hurt somebody because of what they've done, this is going to come right back at you, because you can't create your will over someone else's will, wanting to draw them into you. Can you do this? The answer is yes. It is definitely possible to draw someone into your life specifically. But yet, just because this is capable of happening, it doesn't mean that that person or the situation is going to work out to your benefit. So this is what they say, that you got to be careful for what you ask for. So you got to be very respectful that when you burn candles, because it's known as candle magic, when you burn certain candles, you know, if you were to Google certain candles, certain colors mean different things. So, you know, but when you're burning a candle upon something, you could like draw money into your life. So if you want to draw money and prosperity into your life, green candles are dynamite.
I got to tell you this funny thing. I don't mean to interrupt.
Okay.
I bought this beautiful candle. It's a tall one. Uh-huh. And I wrote on it with magic marker to always have abundance in my home from all four corners of the universe to bring abundance. And I wrote underneath there money, just so there's no misunderstanding.
American US currency.
Right. Do you know I can't? This candle only lights for 2 seconds and then it goes out. Is that somebody telling me something?
No, they say, and you know what? And somebody told me this when I first learned candle magic, that if the candle goes out by itself like that, that means your dream is coming true.
Really?
Yeah, it really does. That's what it means. It's not like there's just something wrong with the candle. It's frustrating because you want to see it burn. But he says if you burn it, even if it burns out right away, he says when you burn a candle, if it goes out, he says that means your dream is granted.
That's
or your
wonderful.
Wish is granted.
My
yeah.
goodness, that really set my mind at ease.
Yeah. So it's not like that. You're cursed or damned.
Yeah. Or I'm going to be in the poorhouse soon with my little tin plate.
Now, when you burn a black...
I'm bread, I'm poor.
When you burn a black candle or a white candle, that represents protection. You know, people, no, I'm going to mention another aspect of protection. A lot of people get nervous when they dream of somebody bleeding or there's lots of blood within their dream. That is a representation that you are protected. Even if somebody is brutally killed or something happens, when you see blood, blood literally represents protection upon you or upon that person.
That's so true.
And it's just like, you know, with Passover in the Jewish religion. So the angel of death would pass by all the Jewish people when they were being held captive by the Egyptians, and the Pharaoh wanted all the first male born of the Jews to be wiped out. And so Moses was very afraid of what the Pharaoh just said. And the Pharaoh was, you know, putting harsh words to Moses upon his people. And Moses says, I'm not worried about my people. He goes, I'm worried about your people. He says, because you just put yourself in a position where all the first male born are going to die when the angel of death comes by tonight. So what the Jews did was they put the blood of the lamb over their doorposts, over their doorway, so that the angel of death knew not to take the first male born or to kill anybody while that energy was passing through the village or that part of Egypt. So all the first male born of the Egyptians were killed, but not the Jews, because they knew to put the lamb's blood over the doorpost. And the Jews were saved and the Egyptians perished. So, but yeah, it's interesting with dreams that not everything that you see, what seems to be horrific, actually turns out to be a great thing.
Yes.
And then there are certain times where you think something so serene and beautiful is awesome, and it turns out to be, oh God, you are in such deep crap. And I know that when you see angels and spirits in your dreams, that means crap's about to hit the fan.
Really?
Yeah. When you see angels, you know, presenting themselves, or if you see the cross, or if you see something with Jesus, it means, to my assumption with that, it's like they're just trying to warn you or to give you heads up to protect yourself upon a situation.
You know, I'm a little bit naive on this magic thing because I believe that if you pray, you're actually getting the same results as all these fancy magic tricks. And I don't know why there has to be magic. I mean, there's magic in prayer. There's magic in just asking God and your angels for help.
That's 100% true. But what happens is that when you could put an action, it's for our own purpose. It's like going to the cemetery. You're not going to the cemetery to visit the one who's in the ground like you are, but you're not doing it for their sake. You're doing it for our sake. Because when you put an action to something that you wish to happen, it like embellishes it. It like makes it stronger within your heart to believe it.
It makes it real.
More reality to you that you connect a physical reality. Just like people like to hold on to the cross. Yes. You don't need to hold on to the cross. You just pray to Jesus or whoever you want to pray to. Whereas in the Jewish religion, they don't have any of that. We just have what's known as blind faith.
Yes, so do
you know? So no, you have no. It's not just blind faith. You also have. You know, oh, you pray to Jesus, you pray to Mary, you pray to the saints and stuff. The Jewish people go directly to God, goes to the source. That's the way it's always been.
Right.
They don't pray to saints or Jesus or anybody like that.
But
you know, yes, it takes a lot of courage to have blind faith to say, like, you know what, it's in God's hands.
Yes.
And when you truly live your life in blind faith, those are the luckiest people because their life is very stress-free because just like all the top spiritual people, you know, your Mother Teresa's, your Jesus, your Moses and Gandhi and all those people, when you could live your life stress-free because you believe so deeply that I'm not even worried about it, that's blind faith where you're not even worried about it at all. It's putting your faith into the Holy Spirit and so be it. It's just everything's going to work out and you don't worry about it.
I get that. But I still don't understand why these people have to put these spells. And do you know something?
That I am going to explain this to you in a moment right after our commercial break.
Yeah, okay.
All right, everybody, stick around. We're going to talk more candle magic and about why things happen, bad things happen to people.
Yes.
And God still loves us all, not to worry.
Absolutely.
So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back.
The Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people and living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Oh, my darling, you are one.
like to thank Eric Clapton for coming into the studio.
He's still good looking, guys.
What a hell of a nice friend he is. He became such a good friend.
Did I ever tell you the time that I went to one of his concerts? It was a very, very, very intimate concert. And I was.
What's an intimate concert?
Meaning it's only, maybe it was about 12, 15 people. And it was in the 70s, like early 70s, like 1970. And it was downstairs in the basement. And I was with another guy. And he kind of, after the show, asked me to meet him backstage. And he says he really found me attractive and he likes to get to know me. He says, but the fortunate thing was that he was leaving on tour and he asked me to come with him on tour. And I says, well, I really don't even know you. And he wasn't a big success back then. And I refused him. What a jerk.
You screwed that one up big time. That was like all your other investments that you've had. You screwed that up.
Oh, my gosh. Did I screw that one up?
But, you know, it's always easy to call the shots afterwards. But what is he saying there, number one guy?
We have a caller guy from Eastern Ohio. Is that correct, Roy?
Yes, it is.
Is his name Guy?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Hey, Guy.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir? How you doing, my friend?
Very good, very good.
That's good. You almost sound like Brian. Brian, are you playing ventriloquist on us?
I have no unearthly idea.
You know, Guy, I see a lot of abundance in your life. I see that there is abundance, and I feel that you do need some answers, and I think that one of the answers is romance. Are you having a difficult time with your romantic life?
Well, I don't know if difficult is the word I would use. I'm kind of in this uniquely flexible mode. How's that?
I
have nothing
going on. I like that word. So things are going good in your romantic life, or it could be better?
You know, here's a short story. I had some astrology records done. That's what I was trying to get at.
Okay.
Yeah, my Venus is in Sagittarius. And it occurred to me that I usually get whatever I aim at. So I thought, this time, with this opportunity of not being connected,
yes.
I'm going to leave the arrows in the quiver and put the bow over my shoulder and just see what happens. So I'm not really, I'm in limbo on purpose, I guess, is a better way to say it.
Yeah, you're keeping an open mind.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And I feel like with your openness and not stressing out about it, it'll just naturally come right to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like that you are very capable of getting the exact kind of person in your life without having to struggle about it. And I sincerely mean that. There might be one or two women that will come into your life that's just, you know, it's okay. And then there's going to be that super big time attraction. But even with that, you know, you have this, even though you attract love into your life, you also have the ability to say, well, you know, do I want to be with this person or do I want my freedom? You know, or, you know, do I want to have my cake and eat it too? It's weird. It's like I almost feel weird saying this to you, but I feel like you literally could have your cake and eat it too. It's just the way it is with you. It's you know, not too many people could say that.
I can't
believe. But love is pretty natural to you.
It's I can't believe. Well, right now, there's something better coming in the near future. That is for sure. And it has to do with romance, and it's going to be a tremendous success. I mean, everything that I see around you is absolutely successful and happy.
You're going to end up meeting somebody who does massages. You're going to end up meeting somebody who
That's
does massages.
A nice way to meet somebody.
Yeah, massages or Reiki, but they work on you. And you are going to fall into a very strongly committed relationship. And you're going to be extremely happy. You're going to find somebody who is the female version of you.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead. That's all right. Go ahead.
And I don't want you to stop what you're doing because everything that I am seeing is pulling you directly to success. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. And you guys just validated your genuineness because there's no way – we've never met. There's no way for you to know any of that. And my life is, I'm like sitting on a rocket at the moment. Things are just, it's one success after another in virtually everything I aim at.
Yeah, and so,
yeah,
like I said,
and
it's all because of your attitude.
And you're ready for it.
And you're ready for it. But, yeah, so, you know, you could just basically count your blessings. You know, we gave you affirmations to let you know that you're on the right track. You don't have to stress out. And it's like sometimes people get so humbled because it's like, you know, I can't believe that it seems so easy where everyone else is struggling in this department where it just comes naturally to you.
Yes.
And so you're very well blessed. So literally just keep sharing your blessings, you know, with other people and just allow yourself to be grateful to God and just enjoy the ride. It's, you know, unfortunately, more people don't enjoy the ride like you do, but you know, you're blessed for God knows what reason, but don't question it. Just enjoy it.
And take the ride because you know what? There's so many people out there that wish they were in your shoes at this particular moment.
And this is something that you personally cannot teach others.
Yes.
It's not like a trait where you learn a business and you got it down really pat and you want to share this with others. When it comes to the heart and the emotions and relationships, It's just your personal dynamic. So it's just who you are. So just, you know what, enjoy the ride and then allow people just to enjoy your company and you and just your genuineness. So you're good. You're good. You don't have to feel guilty about anything. Just enjoy everything.
And whatever you're doing, sweetheart, keep it up because there's nothing but wonderful things surrounding you. And God bless you. And it was so nice speaking with you.
Oh, you guys are fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're
right,
very
enjoy
welcome,
life.
Guy.
Okay,
enjoy
thanks.
Life. Zygesund.
That was a beautiful soul.
Yes. And we are going to a beautiful commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back.
Ta-da.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
Everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
And here we are stuck in the middle with you.
Yes, isn't that fun? Don't you feel like an Oreo cookie?
Yeah, I love those fun songs. To me, that's super cool,
song. It brings up your energy level, and it makes you just feel happy, and that's what we're all about.
And that's what we're all about.
Right.
Now, as far as what we were discussing, as far as with the topic, you know, as far as, you know, a lot of people say if there really is a God, then why do bad things happen to people? Mm-hmm. Why do murders happen? Why do children get abused? Right. Why is there starvation? Why is there such diseases? You know, you also have to remember, for all of you who have done something wrong, Okay, whether you've cheated, whether you've stolen money, whether, you know, whatever, you disrespected somebody and you felt bad. You have to remember, God did not stop you when you did these things.
Right.
And, you know, hence you dealt with the guilt, you dealt with all those feelings that go with it. But this is a part of your karma that you carry with you, you know, these feelings. But God didn't stop you from making any choices in your life. He allowed everything to happen. But when somebody else does it and they go away above and beyond, you know, it's like somebody, you know, who hits you in the arm and they hit you in the arm, they hit you in the arm. It's like little taps. You say, stop it, stop right. it, stop it. And right. they keep hitting you in the arm. And all of a sudden you give them a real hard slap right across the face. And they go, well, I didn't do that to you. It's like, well, I already gave you a warning right. to stop doing it. And you right. annoyed me so much. So now you got a hard slap. So what happens is that people who do these little annoying things, all of a sudden they get slam dunked some way, somehow down the line. It might not be next week, next month, or next year. It could be years down the road. But you are going to get slam dunked. And I don't believe it's God punishing you. I really believe that this is just the universe creating balance based on the actions that you've created. So God does allow free will, but we're easy to judge other people for all their heinous and horrific crimes that they do.
Right. And you know something, if you are a spiritual person and you do learn about spirituality, you will know that you do reincarnate. And before you come down to earth plane and reincarnate, you are coming here for lessons. And there are ascended masters that say to you, well, you did this great, you did that good, you need some work on this. So what happens is you come down with a contract. Now, whether that contract means that you are going to be a murderer or you're going to be a priest or rabbi or you're just going to be a regular hardworking guy, that is what your soul needs at the time. Now, everybody says, oh, why did God do this? Why did God? God did not do this because God does not sit in judgment. God is an unconditional love. So you might say, well, that's hard to understand because look at Hitler. Look at all the bad people. Look at the rapists, the murderers. The people.
What, and God loves them?
And God does love them too. Because he's unconditional. And guess what, folks? I know this may sound cruel and hard, but if you do believe in true spirituality, you have to believe that you came back here to receive exactly what
you've created, whatever you manifested.
Up
there. So God says you're allowed to do whatever you want. But
right.
however, there's always a price to pay.
Right.
And you never escape from the eyes of God. You never escape from the eyes of responsibilities. You just don't. And again, it's not that God's punishing you, but put it this way. It's like saying if you end up taking so much water from the till, from the, you know, from the well, all right, and you don't give it enough time to replenish, you're going to end up starving or being ultra thirsty because you didn't leave enough water. You hoarded it. So you didn't have enough water for yourself, for your family. You didn't pace yourself, and you didn't have enough water to feed your crop. So therefore, because you consume so much of it for whatever reason in the moment, well, guess what? You did not. You're going to end up going without. So you have to learn to pace yourself. But that's just the law of the universe.
Right.
It's a balance.
And, you know, like I said, before you came down, God knew exactly what your soul needed. And you were advised to do this, this, and this, and to live your life this way, that way, and the other way, so that your soul growth matures, so that when you go back to your home, which is
in heaven,
I'd like to call that heaven, you are so much more intellectually above somebody who is on a lower plane, somebody who has to really reincarnate many more times. So you have fulfilled your contract, even though it was horrific. Now God sits back and he allows all this because of this contract. He does not judge you.
And it's free will. So
yes.
God has created everything. God has created the heaven and the earth and all possibilities.
Correct.
All right. He's created everything and he gave you free will. And he says, you know what? These are all the grounds. I've created everything. And now you could.
You do with it what you want.
You could do with what you want. You could play, you know, you want to play with the lions. You want to play with the den of snakes. I promise you, you're going to get bit, snarled at, scratched up, whatever it is, killed, your head bit off.
Right.
How come God allowed this to happen? It's because you put yourself in a situation where the element that this is what it is, and it's not pleasant. You don't go walking in the middle of the Bronx late at night with gold chains and a gorgeous car, because probably 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to end up getting attacked or dead, or somebody's going to spot you, to go into a neighborhood in the middle of the night in Detroit, someplace where the hood is, and you're going to get slam dunked. Did God punish you?
No.
Or did you put yourself in a position?
Yes.
And so we put ourselves in all these positions, and sometimes it's not as extreme as what I just said, but still, we put ourselves in a position. And so because of our past life experiences, and we choose to come into this life knowing this, and then we're born into this world with amnesia, knowing that we have an agreement to fulfill. And so it's like you have these people who are the nicest people in the world. They have a beautiful home. They grow to manifest a beautiful business, a beautiful family, and all of a sudden their house gets burnt down or somebody comes in. And it sucks to think that this could possibly happen to you. Why, God? Why?
But it's not God.
And it's a matter of blind faith and trying to understand the big picture. And it's very, very difficult as humans to accept.
Yes.
But that's our humanness.
Yes.
So, and with that, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Thank you. It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in
you enjoyed that song. It's one of my favorites, and one of Sky's too.
Oh my goodness.
And right now we have somebody very patiently all the way from Westerly, Rhode Island, which is right where the radio station is. Wow.
Yeah, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Great little town, great little area.
Love Westerly.
Oh my goodness. It's just amazing.
It's a fun city.
It is.
All right.
Karen.
Karen. Hey, Karen.
Yes.
How are you, sweetheart?
You just good. That was amazing. You just played one of my favorite songs.
Oh, great.
That's awesome. I was just about to ask you, how did you like that song we played for you? I swear to God.
It's definitely a beautiful, beautiful song. And
you know what?
I
and sometimes
it.
It's not just the words. It's the sound of the music, and her voice is just so angelic.
Yeah. Her voice is definitely – they say that there's no sounds like the sounds of the angels when you cross over, but I think this comes as close as you possibly can.
Yeah. What can we do for you, Kara?
Yeah.
So what's up, Karen? What can we do for you?
Well, you were just talking about, I was listening intently. I'm completely on board with you about, you know, how you signed the contract and you come down to do something specific. I've always known that. But I feel like, and I am doing what I'm supposed to do. I mean, in the right field to do it. But it's nagging at me that I'm not accomplishing my goal. It's within the confines of my job. It's just out of reach. And I so want to do it, but I actually don't know what step to take to accomplish it.
I'm going to tell you something. You're not alone. Many people go through their entire lives trying to pinpoint what their soul's journey is. And I have to answer that by saying meditation. Meditation will bring you the closest answer to what your soul's purpose and journey is here on earth. And when you do take it, and I'm not saying you have to meditate for an hour. All you have to do is give yourself 10 to 15 minutes a day, you know, and you will have success with that. And to be very honest with you, I feel that it's highly unlikely that your soul's journey is not of spirituality. You know, I feel that what you're doing right now, there's something better out there for you. And I do feel that your soul's purpose has to do with a lot of spirituality. And there's no need to worry. If you just get a little peace and then work on it on an earthly level, just get a glimpse from your guides, then I know that you're going to pick up on that really, really quickly, and that you're going to absolutely be fine. And you'll find out that you don't have to wait, and there's nothing better for you.
What I'm going to say, because we got to wrap up our show, while I'm listening to Sky speak on your behalf, what I feel is that if you literally sit in quietness, whether it be you're taking a bubble bath, you're sitting alone in the dark, whether it be on the couch or on your bed with candles, listening to soft, soft, soft music, allowing yourself to feel what is going on around you, I honestly believe that you are going to come up with all the answers that you need. And I feel like it's just going to happen very simply. Like if I just do this, if I just contact that person, if I just initiate here and there, I honestly believe in my heart and soul, by you sitting in the quietness and the still, that you are simply going to come up with the answers that you need. And it's going to happen very nonchalantly, and it's going to be very, very smooth for you. So don't worry about it. You just need to be patient. You're on the right track, and just sit in the still and don't get caught up by all the ruckus, what's going on around you. Just get centered within yourself and you'll be fine.
And don't stop meditating, because meditation will bring you all the answers, and I'm getting that from spirit, and they've told me that 3 times already. So I know that you will find your answers through meditation.
So,
and like I said, it doesn't
really
have to be what, honey?
Well, I've never really meditated. How do you, what do you, you is that just what you were saying, what Artie was saying about sitting and being
yes.
quiet?
Sitting in the
meditation?
Quiet. Now, I want to tell you something.
We have to wrap up.
I'm
now.
Sorry.
We can't.
Okay. I just got to tell her one thing. Sit in a nice, quiet area, listen to music, take everything out of your mind, and just focus on the melody of the music.
Yes.
And that's the best thing to do.
You know what? I want you to email me at ArtieHoffman
yes.
@gmail.com, and I'll be able to give you more. All right, everybody. Sky and I, we have to wrap up now. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you all with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Don't ever, ever give up blind faith into the Holy Spirit and to the angels. They are always, always around you.
Always. And thank you so much for listening. We are always enjoying you guys.
Absolutely.
And everything that you have to say. And blessings to all for a safe and wonderful week. And we will see you.
And talk to you.
Same time, same place.
Take care. Have a beautiful week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.